Somebody got this message. Always faithful. Always on time. Always the first to give. Always the first to participate. Always doing more. Because they realize if it wasn't for the grace of God, they realize if it wasn't for the goodness of God, they would not be alive today. The rest, they just stick their nose up at everybody. Jesus said, this is the only woman, he said in Matthew 26, the same parable or the same passage, everywhere the gospel is preached, mention this woman as a memorial to her. Everywhere the gospel is preached, mention this woman. Why? See, she demonstrated her gratitude. Woo, Lord have mercy. She demonstrated her gratitude. She demonstrated her gratitude by taking a year's wages of ointment and presenting it before Jesus. Glory be to God. I love to give because I love God. And I know what God has done for me. And I know what God's going to continue to do for me. And anything God wants me to do, amen, I got to have a heart that's motivated by his love. And trust him for the results. Can you say amen? People of God, we'll never build this sanctuary if you don't love to give. And you know what? God won't bless us according to Malachi 3, 8 through 10. Open up the windows of heaven, pour out blessing, won't have room enough to receive if we're not doing our part.
This concludes our message for today. Thank you for supporting John Barton Ministries, where we are committed to changing lives and changing futures. You can secure a copy of today's message in its entirety on CD by calling 1-888-727-8900. Order today and watch the Word of God change your life. If you're ever in the Lafayette area, we invite you to join us for a life-changing experience at New Kingdom Ministries International, the place where new life begins. Services are currently held at the Holiday Inn Holodome on 2032 Northeast Evangeline Thruway in Lafayette, Louisiana. Service times are every Sunday morning at 9 and every Tuesday evening at 7. For more information on upcoming events, to sow a financial seed, or if you would like to partner with Dr. John Barton, call us today at 1-888-727-8900 or visit our website at johnbartonministries.org. Thank you for listening, and remember, if you can leave your history, you can live your destiny now.
There's a war going on. The world as we know it is in chaos. Earthquakes in diverse places. Savage storms ripping through the coastlines. Nations heading into war. Political corruption before our very eyes. Broken marriages and relationships. Economic crisis. Shattered dreams. And turmoil like we've never seen. And yet, despite all of this terrible chaos happening throughout the world today, the greatest battle you will ever face is The Battle Within, a new book by Dr. John Barton. Order your copy today by visiting johnbartonministries.org.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Leon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gaspy enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
Word of God. But I'm telling you that the Word of God is the only thing that intimidates the devil. And he don't want you to know this. Now, like I said, I've been through some trials and tribulations. I have no criminal record. But I got a letter this morning, the first letter I got since I've been on the air. And I couldn't stop the tears. Thanking God that someone is being helped by what I'm saying on this program. I've never served time. But God knows I've done some things that I could have. And it was only the grace of God that kept me from serving time. That was not my doing. I give God the credit for dealing with me even before I got saved, before I even acknowledged him. And he's doing the same thing for some of you. Some of the people in the prison are God's chosen people. The devil wants you to believe that by joining church, and I've heard preachers all across the United States say that, you know, you get in church, you're going to be all right. But it's not, you know, you're not all right. Not according to the world. Like I say, because the world is struggling after things. I was struggling for survival. Sometimes, having been raised up in a Christian home, and the old people taught me some things that were valuable to me. But I found out from experience that just going to church, going to Bible study, Sunday school, and all that, that's fine. Satan don't mind you doing that. Just don't get in the Word of God and ask God to give you some understanding of his way and try to live according to his word and his way. And where you get that is in the Bible. This is why I'm trying to encourage people to read the Bible. And most church folks don't want to hear what I got to say. But I thank God there's somebody. If I can help one person, it gives me the courage to go on. I was about to make up my mind to drop this program. But that one letter this morning gave me the courage to go on and try another month. You know, and I don't ask for donations, but I sponsor this program on my own, out of my pocket, out of my little fixed income. But I'm trying to share with somebody. And don't make me no difference who it is, white, black, red, or yellow. If I can shed some light to show somebody the way that you can survive in this life and the promise of eternal life when Jesus comes back to take over the government of this world. See, I came from, I'm an old hustler. I started out hustling. I left home when I was 13 years old. I've been gone ever since. And I started out hanging around the gamblers, pimps, hustlers. And that, but some of that, I was afraid to do it. In a way, I was afraid of, the one thing, I was afraid of being locked up. And, but I say, God loves us all. I know there's times when I should have been dead. But I believe God kept me here to say what I'm saying, do what I'm doing. I don't know how to say it as well as maybe I should, as some people. But I know that now this makes me know that there's somebody out there can understand what I'm saying. Somebody's going through or been through some of the same things I have. We are all in this. And as the Bible says, together we stand, and divided we'll fall. He talks about any house divided against itself cannot stand. And that means, brothers, we as God's people, God wants to make us his family. He wants wants us to be born into his family. We are the only thing that God made in his likeness and image. Out of all the creatures he made, the only man he made in his likeness and image. We are to become God's children. He wants to teach us the same as our old parents tried to teach us when we were children. It's the parents' responsibility to teach the children. But in this society where the devil has got us running the rat race, trying to outshine our neighbors and our friends with things. And like I said before, and I can't say it the way I understand it, that things do not last. They don't last. You can see it. It's just as plain as the face, as your face in the mirror. Things do not last. But what God is offering us is everlasting life. You have all the time in the world to accumulate things. You don't have all the time because time is going to run out. We're going to live in eternity. The church tells you you're going to heaven, but the Bible does not say we're going to heaven. We're going to live on earth. Jesus is coming back to take over the government of this world, not just the United States, but this whole world. He's going to take. And if you don't live by his laws, then he'll deal with you. The government will deal with you. The government will be fair. There will be what they call these people going around, going to Washington, lobbying for that, putting money in politicians' ways so they can use or whatever. There'll be none of that. No more bribery. God's not going to stand for it. But this world we live in now is coming fast, coming to an end. And there's no time. I don't have time to play church. I want to see people the way God sees people. And we are all his people. He made us all in his image. We may not be in his likeness right now, but he left us a book here so we could read it. An instruction book. I was in the military. They gave us, everyone went in the military, got an instruction book on military rules and regulations. If you abided by those rules and regulations, you got promotion. The same thing God is offering us. He gives us an instruction book. He wants us to take time to learn his ways. He says in 2 Chronicles, I think it is, 7:14, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, and he would heal the land. Now, this United States used to be, the number one nation in all the world. But now, people are losing respect for the United States because of the fact that the United States has done so much evil, just like Israel. We